السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My noble audience, as I made mention last week that from today onwards, for a couple of weeks, we will speak about the blessed family of Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the last few weeks, we spoke about Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and I believe that the most important message from the life of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was that we establish justice in our life. May it be justice between us and our Creator, justice between us and our fellow beings. It is most important to establish justice, adl, in life, so we can attain the good pleasure of Allah Almighty. Today we will speak about the prolific personality Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. When the name is mentioned, Ali, the first thing that comes to mind is might and strength, valor. That is the first thing that comes to mind. His might, his power, his valor, the display of his courage and valor at the Battle of the Trenches, the Battle of Khaybar, immediately comes to mind. But before we speak about his valor and his courage, and the accolades and the distinctions that he received throughout his beautiful, blessed life, I would like to make mention of what was dear to him. Allama Jalaluddin Asyuti rahimahullah makes mention that one of the names of Ali is Haydar. Many a time we say Haydar, Haydar-e-Karrar. This was a name that was not liked by Abu Talib, his father. Haydar in reality was the name of his maternal grandfather. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha's mother's name was Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who accepted Islam. So on the birth of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha, she named him Haydar after her father. When this came to the knowledge of Hazrat, or came to the knowledge of Abu Talib, he did not like it. And he said, I prefer that the name be Ali. And that's why the most popular name is Ali bin Abi Talib. But if somebody does address Hazrat Ali by the name Haydar, it is not haram, it is not sinful, because Haydar means lion. And there's no doubt Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had the characteristics of a lion. He was very, very courageous. There's a very popular name that was desired and liked by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and that is Abu Turab. And Turab means dirt. And the background to this name is that once Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to his daughter's house, Hazrat Fatima, the wife of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and on entry found that Ali is not there. And the environment in the home was disturbed. So Nabi Akrima said, "Oh Fatima, where is Ali?" And as a Fatima said that Ali is upset with me. So wherever there is a husband and a wife, there is going to be level disturbance. Many a times we have long periods of peace, muhabba, understanding, so on and so forth. And then there may be an interruption by some level of disturbance. And that is part and parcel of marriage. As we know that the people that we speak about are human beings. But they say there are two kinds of people. And to understand, there is a train that is non-stop from Brisbane to Sydney. So you look at the itinerary and you say, oh. And you come to know that in 9 hours it makes it to Sydney, but then you read carefully and you find there's one small stop, one very short stop of maybe 1 minute. Then there's another train that is traveling from Brisbane to Sydney, and you come to know that it is stopping after every half an hour. And it makes it to its destination after 2 days. So people who do not have that mahabba for their spouse, they are like those trains that will stop to fight every time they can. After every 1-2 days they're fighting. But people that have an understanding of life, they may stop once or twice. They are the non-stop trains to their destination. So a problem arises, they analyze and move on. Certain people, they find themselves at a station of problem, they will make i'tikaf there. They will seclude themselves there. And they will not move onwards. And as we know that people don't like to travel on trains that stop after every 15-20 minutes. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, of course, a sar chashma, a fountain of wisdom, and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, a fountain of wisdom equally, had this small stop. It was not an ongoing thing, a small stop, maybe once in their lifetime. But Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on entry found that Hazrat Ali is not there. So he said, "Oh Fatima, where is Ali?" So that he's upset with me. And he did not even take a nap at home. He's gone to the masjid. So Nabi Akrim Muhammad says to Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, "Jao dundo, find out where Ali is." So Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he goes out and he finds that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is in Masjid al-Nabwi. So Nabi Akrim Muhammad comes and finds that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is lying on the bare ground and he's covered in dust. So Nabi Akrima comes and he starts to wipe off, dust off the dust, and says to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, "Kum abat turab, stand the one that is covered in dust." So this was a title that was given by Nabi Akrim Muhammad to Hazrat Ali. So it was very, very dear to him. So he preferred that people call him Abu Turab, the person that is covered in dust. So these are the two names that mostly we know of. I made mention before that I am going to give you the package that has been selected by Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. There's a very lengthy hadith in Ibn Hajar Asqalani's book Munabbihat. There's a very lengthy hadith. And what a gathering, what an assembly. Nabi Akrim is present, Abu Bakr is present, Umar is present, Usman is present, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is present. And each one of them are presenting their package of like. Nabi Akrim says, "I like three things from this world." Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq says, "I like three things from this world." Hazrat Umar says, "I like three things." Hazrat Usman says, "I like three things." And then everyone focuses upon the like of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. I would like to make mention of that package that was selected by Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And this will give you an understanding of the personality of this person. Because it's just like sitting in this masjid, and there are so many things lying on the ground, small and big, valuable, non-valuable. But there are so many items. And somebody says, pick three items that you like. Now he will pick up those items that will really represent what he is. There will be a representation of his inner desires. True? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا ثَلَاثٌ. From this entire world, if I was to select three things, there are three things that are very dear to me. They are, number one, الْخِدْمَةُ لِلْضَيْفِ. الْخِدْمَةُ لِلْضَيْفِ. To be hospitable to the guest. Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dhayfahu." A person who believes in life after death, a person who believes in Allah, then he should respect and be hospitable to his guest. Why won't Hazrat Ali be hospitable? He was from the lineage of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was well known for his hospitality. He did not eat until there used to be a guest on his sufra. The very famous incident, the very, very famous incident, that one day there was no one on his dastakhan, on his sufra, on his ma'ida. So he went out searching for a guest, so he could share the meal with that guest. So he could find one person, he brought him, he was a very old person, and he brought him to the sufra. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allaka naam lo. Before you eat, say the name of Allah. He says, I don't believe in Allah. I don't know who Allah is. Hazrat Ibrahim said that on my sufra, like we say nowadays, it's my way or the highway. You're going to live in this house, it is my rules. My rules. Ni mana to niklo. If you don't want to accept, leave the house. There's the exit door. Hazrat Ibrahim said, my sufra, and you don't mention the name of Allah, leave. Now this statement is an expression of the deep ingrained love that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had for Allah Almighty. This person had not made it too far that revelation descended. And Allah said that this person I have been feeding for the last 80 years. He has not mentioned my name, but I never stopped my generosity. Bring him back. I gave you the opportunity once, and he's going empty stomach, call him back. He was brought back. Hazrat Ibrahim explained who Allah is. Immediately accepted Islam. This was the blood that was running through the entire body of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. So he says, Al-khidmatu lil-dhaif. To be hospitable to a guest is one of the rituals, one of the doctrines, one of the goods that I've selected from this entire world. I will make mention why he selected this in a few moments. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was an amazing person. I've read his life, and it is an amazing life. In summer, he used to wear clothes of winter. And in winter, he used to wear clothes of summer. He always placed himself in an environment that was not conducive. He put himself to a challenge every step of his life. So just think about it. It is winter and he's wearing clothes of summer. So the battle is continuous. And it is summer and he's wearing clothes of winter. He's perspiring. But he put himself in that challenge. He wanted to extract the best of his package, that Allah had endowed upon him. The very famous ayat of the glorious Quran that are an echoing accolade for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala in Surah Ad-Dahr. Surah 76, verse number 8 and number 9. Go back home, study these verses. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامُ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Subhanallah. The background, the shan and nazul of these two ayat is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Keep in mind, the first thing that he selected is al-khidmatu lil-dhaif. All night he works at a farm. Early in the morning, he receives maybe a kilo of wheat. He goes home and he says to his dear wife that split the wheat into three portions, because we have nothing else at home. Split it into three portions and cook one third of it, so we as a family will enjoy the food. So it has been placed on the stove to be cooked, and it is near to completion. Suddenly somebody knocks on the door. So who is the person? A miskeen, a poor person, a destitute person. He says, give in the name of Allah. So said Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, who has worked throughout the entire night, and this is what he has, no more than that. And one third is being cooked for himself, for his family. And this is not an average family. This is a blessed family. This is a family that has been envied by the celestial world. The miskeen knocks on the door, says, in the name of Allah. Hazrat Ali says, give this to the miskeen. Give it to the miskeen. Sacrifice in his hunger, sacrifice in the hunger of his wife and his children. Alright, we've got another third. Put another third on the stove. Cook it. So they start to cook it. It is nearly completed. Somebody knocks on the door. Says, give in the name of Allah, I am a yatim, an orphan. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, give to the orphan. Now what is left? Only one third. One third is left. So they start to cook that. Somebody knocks on the door. And who knocks on the door? A captive that is a non-Muslim. Not a Muslim captive. Because in those days, a Muslim captive used to be granted freedom. It was a non-Muslim captive. He says, give in the name of Allah. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he looks at his family and he says that give this as well. Give this as well. This behavior, this display of attitude, this display of ithar and sacrifice. There are many people that pray. There are many people that will invite. But this aspect of Islam is very rare to be seen, where a person gives. We secure our fort. I'm talking about myself. We secure our fort and then we give. I will give in such a method that I am secure. I will spend days in the path of Allah, but first I will see my security. I will come to the masjid and establish prayer, but first I will see my security. Sorry, we are all like that. We may be imam, maybe a qari, hafiz, a da'i, but this aspect where we allow to take from our savings. Why do I say this word? Many people say that I only can give, for example, I can give $1,000. I said, why? He says, because I've got $100,000 for a rainy day. I can't touch that. Anything above that, you can take it. One person will say, let's go in the path of Allah. Let's invite people to the word of Allah. I've only got 3 days that are saved. 5 days that are saved. 7 days that are saved. But other than that, these days I can't give. If this is the attitude of humanity, Islam will not prosper. We have to give from that section that we depend on. Not the excess baggage, but that aspect, that area that we depend on. This last third was all that he had for himself and his family. He said, give this in the path of Allah. And you know what he said? What a profound statement of Hazrat Ali. He said, we cannot attain iman and perfection in iman until we have faith upon the treasures of Allah more than what we hold. I would like you to focus and contemplate upon this statement. We cannot attain perfection in iman until we have faith upon the treasures of Allah more than what we hold. More than that we hold. Allah Almighty sent verse number 8, number 9, Surah Ad-Dahr. Innama wayut'imuna at-ta'am. They feed. They give food. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطُّعَامِ to who? عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ in spite of their love. This excess, there's not that love there. Excess, there's not that love there. That's why the Quran says, in spite of their love for it, there is a strong attachment. They don't want to give. They have that inclination. But they give to the miskeen, to the poor, to the yatim, to the orphan, wa asira, and to the captive. Why? Innama nut'imukum, they say, nut'imukum, we feed you, li wajhillah, to seek the countenance of Allah. To secure the good pleasure of Allah Almighty. La nuridu minkum jaza'an wala shukura. We do not intend to receive reward from you and no thanks from you. We don't want that. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ. What did the Prophet say? A universal statement by all prophets that came, that we do not ask you for reward. Our reward lies with Allah Almighty. There's a book known as Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali bin Abi Talib, min al-Milad ila al-Istishhad, in which there are different stories pertaining to this prolific personality. And there's one story that I would like to share with you that will give you an understanding of who Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was. We try to take these lessons from the life. We focus upon one aspect of this prolific personality, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Ahl Bayt, the Sahaba. But we have to take the entire package and extract a lesson for us that will elevate us, uplift us, allow us to knock on the door of Allah Almighty. That's why I made mention in the start, talking about the birth or talking about the exit indeed is honorable. But how much does it uplift us? Does it bring a change in our life? We need to represent the life that these people lived. We have to mimic the life that they lived. Not only focusing upon the birth and the death, but focusing upon the entire journey after birth. Min al-Milad. Ali bin Abi Talib, min al-Milad. From the birth, ila al-Istishhad, right till the end. Whole thing. Then we will appreciate in the true sense the birth. And then we will truly appreciate the exit of that prolific personality. So I said once, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was with his family. And they only had six dirham. So a person knocked on the door
And in those days, they used to say, Ajarakumullah. Ajarakumullah. This is the slogan, the expression to ask. That Allah grant you ajr. So first Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he said to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, that go to your mother Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and tell her to give one dirham from the six. So he placed the dirham on the hand and said that mummy is saying that this is what we only have. This is only six dirham and we have kept this for food. We have nothing else. Now Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala thought about it and he said, tell mummy to give all six dirham. Not one, give all six dirham. And he made that statement once again, that we have to have more trust upon the treasures of Allah than what we hold. He said, give all six dirham. And he gave it to the faqir. Ab kuch nahi, they have nothing. He had children. He had a wife. The love that he had for his wife is much greater than the love that we have for our wives. The love that Hazrat Fatima had for Hazrat Ali is much greater than the love that our wives have for us. He had children. The two roses of Islam. But he gave everything. That's what I'm saying. Not the excess baggage. But that part that we hold that is very dear to us and we depend upon it. May it be time that is non-tangible. May it be wealth that is tangible. That's where the nusrat and the rahmat and the barakat and the good pleasure of Allah starts to descend. Ye ummat mehani throughout the entire ummah. You will only see it, hasha wa kalla, very few people. So that Ali said, give all six. Give the six. Now he gave to please Allah. Innama nut'imukum liwajhillah. We give to seek the countenance of Allah. That on the day of judgment, my eyes can fall on the countenance of Allah. On the day of judgment, I can be blessed with the good pleasure of Allah. Allah said, chhod dega. Allah will desert you. You gave for Allah, Allah will desert you. People give in casinos. People spend millions towards liquor. Allah does not even desert them. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alama alusi in ruhul ma'ani. He makes mention, Ar-Rahman fi dunya wa rahim fi al-akhirah. Ar-Rahman fi dunya wa rahim fi al-akhirah. Rahman is the one that gives to everyone in this dunya. It doesn't matter if the recipient is a friend or a foe. Allah will give. وَرَحِيمٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And Allah is Rahim that He will give to only those that are His friends on the day of judgment. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Verily the rahmat of Allah is close by to those that are good doers. Inshallah us. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. So Hazrat Ali says, all, give all six dirham. Now they are waiting. How will the unseen system of Allah come in motion to provide for us? How? They had that yaqeen. It is just like, it's very simple, there's no rocket science to this. If there is a very wealthy person in our community, very, very wealthy person, let's say he has $1 billion, and he says, Imam Sahab, how much do you have? And I say, I have $10,000. He said, give it all, I'll take care of you. Think about it. He says, give it all, give all 10,000, I will take care of you. Do you think I will give it? Yes. Because I know what is 10,000. I've got the treasure box. He's saying, I'm going to take care of you. It will be very, very easy for me to give everything. That possession that I depend on, I will even give that. The Sahaba had that yaqeen. So no, give all six. Allah is saying, I will take care of you. It is against the adl of Allah
that Allah do desert a person that has given everything to secure his good pleasure. Ye ho nahi sakta. It cannot happen. So now the divine system of Allah comes into motion. There's a person passing by with a camel. Now this species, this animal was very, very dear to the people of Arabia. That's why Allah speaks about it in the glorious Quran. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Have you not seen the camel, how Allah created it? Allah speaks about the camel. So one person passing by with a camel, he says, anyone like to buy this camel? Hazrat Ali doesn't have anything. So Hazrat Ali says, I would like to buy it, but I don't have any money right now. I can pay you off. He said, how much are you selling it for? He said, 140 dirham. 140 dirham. Hazrat Ali says, you give it to me on credit. I will repay you. I'll repay you the 160.
Sorry.
140. So deal is struck, finalized, the camel is standing there. That person leaves, and after a few moments, another person passes by, he sees the camel, and he says, what a beautiful camel, would you like to sell this? He says, yes, Hazrat. He says, how much, Hazrat? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, 200 dirham. He says, fine, that's a good deal, beautiful animal. He gives him the 200 dirham. Now, he's in debt of 140, he has 200. He says, find that first person. So that person is ushered. He gives him the 140 dirham and he's standing with 60 now. He sacrificed 6. Allah gave him 60. He puts it on the blessed hand of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Lakhte jigar. Of Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Fatima says, where did this come from? I remember we only had 6 dirham and you gave that in the path of Allah. Where did you get 60 from? And he recited the verse from Surah An'am, Surah number 6, verse 160. Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. Those that do one good deed, bring one good deed, they will have 10 times the like thereof to their credit. They had that yaqeen. They had that belief. It was ingrained, embedded in their soul. It was not superficial. It was not a statement like the orator speaking right now. The person that is speaking doesn't have this iman. The audience that is listening don't have this iman. And there's only few people in the history of humanity that have this iman. But if we think about it rationally, academically, it is very easy to understand. One person says, you give everything, I will take care of you. We will do it. Because it's readily available. It is visible. That's why yu'minuna bil ghayb, believing in the unseen. That is a demand of the glorious Quran. A demand for a person that needs to attain falah. This is a demand. And it is one of the first demands. The true definition of يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ has to be ingrained in the soul, in the heart. And this takes a very long time, a lot of du'as, a lot of struggle. So this is the first thing that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala liked. I thought we would cover all three, but we have run out of time. We will speak about the likes of Hazrat Ali and different lessons. So the first lesson, Al-Khidmatu Lid-Daif, to be hospitable to the guest. Allah Rabbul Izzat allow us to uphold this hallmark of Islam, the symbol of Islam. We were known for this. But nowadays, if somebody knocks on the door, we close the lights. We will send the child, tell the person outside, daddy is not inside. And he says that daddy has said, daddy is not inside. Abbu kaira ki abbu ni andar. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaykum.